Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from May 2019. Miss Annemarie van Hoof, Creative Director for Options, presents Awareness of New Material Solutions.
Yes, I would like to welcome you to the presentation of For Options. I'm Annemarie van Hoof. I'm representing Studio For Options. We are from the Netherlands. And first, I will show you in the next slide a short introduction of our company. So today we are here to share our topic, Awareness of New Material Solution, our knowledge about technical textile industry. New material solutions are the basis of change. Material designers and producers can design, redesign, and redefine materials, giving them an entirely new purpose. Increasing the potential of materials and awareness of material processes is super important for the future. Focusing on research, sourcing, advice, education, and communicate what materials are and can be in the immediate, near, and far future. And also implementing sustainable alternatives and working towards a more environmentally responsible designed future. For a long time, we were thinking that sky was the limit and that we were moving to a wonderful world and that only innovation was a key to success. But we know all that we are facing problems with a lot of people living on this earth, a lot of waste disposal, air pollution, problems with the forest. We are running out our natural resources, a lot of diagrams already on the internet, how much is left. We have to find new solutions to create new kind of textile, new kind of materials. Material design as a key driver for the circular economy. So a sort of recap of this video is that the Earth Overshoot Day, also in the news. When will Earth Overshoot Day land in 2019? When will we have used more from nature than our planet can renew in one whole year? If we look at the next slide of 2018, it was the 1st of August. So we are thinking now, okay, when will it be in 2019? We are using too much of our natural resources today. So we have to find new solutions. The materials are the basis of everything, materiality and experience. We have to change design processes. First start with thinking about the material and the technical capacity and how to use them or how to recycle them before we move on to creating colors and creating shapes and designs. Super important. And new materials demand new methods, and new methods fling a challenge to old conventions. We have to rethink everything we do in the design process. How important is the circularity for the textiles? Will science be the future for creating new kind of materials? Because we are definitely going to work with different kind of fibers in the future. Natural and, of course, also synthetic. The awareness of the real value of products was one of our presentations, also at the performance days, but I think it's still an actual story. There's a renewed interest in material processes and an urgency to understand what products are made of. Creating awareness of the real value of product is starting with the focus on material. How to integrate the textile awareness into product design and putting attention to the right balance between technology and creativity. We are constantly looking with for options for better alternatives. And sometimes it's more innovative, sometimes it's sustainable, of both of them. But in fact, we are constantly working with our clients and students to start with the material and the textile before we move on to the design process. We have a long history in sourcing of technical textiles, more than 25 years. We would like to show you in the next slide a few of the new examples in our studio and I'll explain a little bit more about the ingredients. On the top you see the concrete. It's from... is this working? No. It's from a company, a startup company in the Netherlands. They are creating new kind of concrete, also in a sustainable way, for the architecture for panels on houses. Super innovative. The heated fabric is from a Taiwanese company. That's, I think, a good example how to start with material, the functionality, and create designs. Also down recycled from an Italian company. It's totally recycled, also the down, but also the fabric. And also material from Spectra yarn. Super strong, super light, especially for workwear. If we look in the middle at Weave Not Waste, it's from an English designer, Sarah Brunhuber. By weaving pattern shape directly, Sarah eliminated cutting waste, and by knotting each piece together, she eliminated sewing waste. The knots represent the time and handcraft that is missing in most of our industrially made garments today, while also drawing attention to a need for change in mentality. Seams are usually made to be invisible, while this technique brings them to the forefront. This creates a shift from minimizing any sign of production to celebrating the way our clothes are made and visualizing the production method. This, in turn, will create a more conscious consumer. Super interesting that she's creating yarn-dyed fabric in a way how we also create knitted, more shaped pieces. She's also creating patterns in yarn dyed. The Linoleum is also a Dutch designer creating new kind of techniques with linoleum to make it also kind of see-through. She's working also with light, so a totally different appearance of the material in another way. The feathered fabric on top is a rest material from South Africa, from birds, and this designer is creating new material with the feathers in different kind of craftsmanship and different kind of weaving techniques. Of course, we also have a lot of organic cottons in our library, in different structures, in different weights. On the right side, you see a workwear quality, super functional, with PVC dots for extra protection. It's difficult to see on the slide, but it's really super technical. If we look at the silicon of Laura van der Spoel, she created a silicon textile because she's a textile designer who has a preference with working with non-textile materials. And this silicon sample is made of an organza fabric in combination with silicon. By creating a pattern in the silicon, Laura tried to emphasize the shine in iridescent material because one perceives it differently in the different planes. Should one look at a sample from the front, it's transparent without color and the pattern is difficult to perceive. However, when viewed from the side, the iridescent fabric will light up in the pattern of the silicon. So the next two designs, the left one is a blown-up 3D. It's a designer she created from polyester straps, an XL weaving repeat, a report. And with this textile, she's creating a bag, different kind of bags. And it's also a system that you can modify with different kind of parts. You can modify the design. That's so super interesting. The standing stack style from Frances Chimbrere. She created a new ways of creating textile because she has the desire to bring textile into the interior in a different way than we are used to, resulting in a material and technique that creates fragile looking skeletons. Their strong and sturdy structure gives the suggestions of a solid volume, but the lack of support and hollowness make them seem on the edge of breaking. And she created super strong, big textile ideas. So the next slide is a spacer fabric from a Belgian company. They make super exclusive jerseys, This is more a spacer fabric. Of course, also the Pinotex is in our library, made from the pineapple leaf. And there's a lot of things happening in the knitwear industry with body mapping, 3D knitting for different kind of end uses and different kind of solutions. Natural dyeing is also super important for the future because there are a lot of chemicals involved in dyeing of textile. Then we hop over to Nienke Hoogvliet. She's always working on a sustainable part of the textile industry. She also created a bio-based fabric from seaweed I showed you in last November on Performance Days. She's working now on a new project. It's called Herbs. She is dyeing linen and pre-treated fabrics with herbs. The story behind the project is that the textile industry has a huge impact on nature and its workers because of all the chemicals that are used in production processes. Nienke started to wonder if these substances are removed from the textiles before we eventually use them. In theoretical research, she discovered that many textiles still contain these harmful chemicals and that they can cause different disorders and diseases. The skin has an absorbing property and therefore the chemicals can enter our bodies. Driven to raise awareness about this by showing a solution and not only a problem, she started a research project to discover if textiles can also release substances that can be beneficial for our health and skin, to dye them with herbs that give a medical reaction on your skin. The next slide is a Cordura fabric in Adobe. And also a big mesh, much more used in the fashion industry. The nano stitch has two different kind of qualities, super jersey, super soft and lightweight and very functional. In the middle there is the press shoe. What we think is always interesting to use the technique from different end uses for another end use. This is from the automotive industry and this designer used it for creating kind of shoes. This is one of the samples. On the right, you see an example of a textile construction, and that is much more about new kind of ways of weaving, creating jacquards and creating textile for interior. And movable textile construction of Babs van Tillaert are three-dimensional interior textiles used for wall separations and acoustics. The complex construction are made directly on jacquard weaving machines in one piece, and the two-layer textile is connected, what made it perfect for acoustics in interiors. Van der Tillaert's textiles do not have an interior back, but can be approached from different angles, what makes it perfect for wall separations. Made of durable natural materials creates a warm atmosphere in your interior. Babs van der Tillaert achieves the most extraordinary results by staying in close contact with the material and the technique during the manufacturing process. She works with both craft and industrial machines. On the top you see a wool, what is laminated. I think it's also interesting that a lot of natural qualities also are more technical in a way, with the lamination on the backside. The denim is completely circular, 100% recycled. It's from the Netherlands. The acoustic panels is also a story that is a combination of jersey with wool, and wool is a rest material, and with this, this just a small piece, she creates big kind of acoustic panels, and she creates them on spot. Eh? If you want to have an acoustic panel, she's going to work in your office to create this there. It's a Dutch designer. The Ecolution Recycled, it's an 100% recycled nylon. It's also an awarded fabric from Taiwan, super light, waterproof, fantastic fabric. And then, of course, the Pinatechs. I think it's really nice because we have a lot of experimental fabrics in our library, but I think it's also important that new kind of fibers, new kind of materials find their way into the real market and find their way to the consumers, to create also awareness. I think Pinatechs is a good example of this story. And here you see the background of the company and how they create their material. The next slide. Safety is a luxury. I think that's really a good example that a designer is looking at workwear or safety wear, and she's creating bulletproof apparel with knitwear and also with bulletproof material. So that's a totally new way of looking at the possibilities. A Cordura, also in stretch, super strong material for workwear. Dream Shape is also from an Italian company, super for sportswear. Possible to create new kind of shapes with compression technique, and everything is possible with their material. Ultrasonic quilting, it's not only for the look of the fabric, but it's also a very beautiful way how they created, glued the two fabrics together with the quilting technique. If we look at the parallel, it's a knitwear lab who's really specialized in creating new kind of techniques and craftsmanship. The knitwear lab is driven by its love for industrial knitwear. In the lab, they develop stitches, knit design, design collection, and take care of production. The knitwear lab is an established center for knowledge for industrial knitwear, and they share their knowledge with anyone who has a passion to learn about knitwear. At the moment, there are also a lot of Asian people in this knitwear lab to learn more about the craftsmanship and work more in a creative way with the industrial machinery. The knitwear lab developed this technical four-colored knitwear to produce a textile which is soft to the touch and with 3D relief characteristics. The wool is animal-friendly, extra-fine merino wool, and wool requires very little washing as it has a self-cleaning property in its fibers, of course. So this slide, the time-included cloth, I think it's a really special fabric because the story behind this fabric is that it will become more beautiful when time passes by because of the sunlight, because of washing. The pattern will change. You can see the small piece on the left, so it will become more beautiful. So that's a totally different way of thinking on textile. We also work a lot with new kind of craftsmanship, or maybe old craftsmanship, to give it a new look. You see the hand-woven textile in the middle. On the right is a jacquard, but then created from polyester. It's a totally different look because it's from polyester. And a jacquard mesh on the right. The pleated seat in the middle is from Studio Joris de Groot. This is also a good example to use textile or material from a different end use from the automotive industry and create something for interior. For the Low and Boners In for Night project, Studio Joris de Groot was inspired by the production processes of air filters, a product partly made of coal black. Inspired by the construction of filters made of different layers and materials, Joris started his research for designing a new product. In search for the right strength, visual effect and tactility, Joris combined different materials with callback and played with various pleating patterns. The collection seatings created by Studio Joris de Groot offers a new application possibility for callback in combination with different materials using existing industrial technique in a new way. So we were talking and looking at new material solutions. But at the end, we really have to think about that a society is defined not only by what it creates, but also by what it refuses to destroy. So constantly, we are rethinking the process of using material, creating designs, making products, and thinking about the life cycle assessments. And to measure the impact of every material in the design process. And the use of land, raw material, energy, water, and chemicals. It will become super important. We are working now in the studio on life cycle assessment, but then focused on product design. So everything is related to the basis of the material and the awareness of product design and the awareness of new solutions. So what can we do for you? We have a big library in the studio. You are welcome to contact us to see what we can do for you. We work for different industry in the health, fashion, travel and design. Sourcing is super important. We are constantly looking for new kind of materials, and not only from textile companies, but also from students or young designers. We are constantly matching textile companies to brands, designers to brands, or designers to textile companies. This is one of the sourcings. And this is, for example, one of the designers we connected to textile companies to create new kind of textile design. With our education, we are also connected to different kind of universities, but also to companies and associations, and of course to a lot of textile fairs and apparel fairs. So this was a presentation of for options. You are welcome to have a chat with me to talk about materials, or maybe you have super ideas. We are also connected to a big platform in the Netherlands. We can also see if we can promote materials. If you have interesting materials, you can always contact me to see if we can do something for you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright May 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.